Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Usually on the Mike O'Mara Show, we tell you all about our bonus shows, and we don't, we don't really dwell on it. But
no.
I just would say that if you were planning on picking up the Mike O'Mara Show bonus package, this might be a real good week to grab it because we taped the show. And it was all over the place, as all the bonus shows are.
Sure.
Frankly, as all of our shows are. You never know what direction they're going to go in. But
this one was special, wasn't it?
It was special, and I can't exactly dive into what the subject matter was, but since we have him in studio, Robert Ford was prominently featured on the bonus hour, and I am very curious as to how's it going?
I mean, it's going well. It's going well. I am curious to hear it back.
Well, it hasn't been released yet.
It hasn't.
No. It only exists on the dark net.
That's right.
I'm asking, let me explain. And incidentally, as I said to you before the show started, feel free to tell me at any time that you are not comfortable.
Okay.
I will pivot and I will move in another direction. But let me just say, based on the conversation I had with you, we all had with you.
Yes.
On the bonus show this week. I'm very curious as to how are things going on the home front. Just kind of curious.
Things were good. She came over. My girlfriend came over last night.
He dives right in, doesn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't need a safe word.
He doesn't.
And
at all.
And we had a nice time. Low key evening. None of that. Not this time.
Of course not.
You know.
Well, you're respectful.
You know, I probably wouldn't have wanted to know that anyway, to be honest with you.
Hey,
I really don't need to know that.
Follow-up question that sort of adds to what Mike said, and you can build it into your lengthy, confident answer. when she
By
came
the way,
over,
we're talking about Rofo and his girlfriend.
Right.
And his relationship.
And her
That's
name is, we're calling
about.
Her Melissa?
Yes.
Okay. So when Melissa...
And by the way, Rofo, who gives and gives and gives
he
when
does.
It comes to material, the man to his right... Could learn a few lessons from that.
Yes,
that's
it's
true.
Just do something interesting,
I'll
or
work
something
on that.
Embarrassing,
I'll work on that.
Or something horrible.
Oh, plenty of embarrassing.
Keep
Are you kidding
just,
me?
Keep it simple. Yes. Just do something.
Do something.
I'll try.
Live.
Let me see if I can do.
Go
this.
To a store and tell a story about something that happened. I'm filling. I know it's only 79 minutes. Used to be 4 hours. For God's sake, make it up.
No, Mr. Ford.
Hey, you don't make up things.
Mr. Ford. Yes. When Melissa came over.
Yes,
last
we do, Oscar. We all do. No. Yes, sir.
Yes.
When Melissa came over for her fabulous night of non-coitus, you were in a weird time sort of paradigm because you had already said what you said.
Yes.
Right. And you'll hear that on the bonus show this week.
Yeah.
But there's no way she could have heard it.
I guess, why would there be fallout unless he told her?
But the thing that I'm wondering is did you lay any preparatory groundwork for what could happen? Like, did you prepare for the blizzard last night?
Not really, no.
No.
No,
no of
because
course not.
No,
she
that's
doesn't
not how
listen.
You live your life.
No.
She doesn't listen.
She doesn't. So you said there's no chance she listens on the bonus show.
Yeah, I would say that.
Okay.
I would say that. There's a chance she might see this and be interested and purchase the bonus show.
Yeah, but she's not going to go that far.
But I don't think she
is. She, let me ask you a question. Is she a talker?
What do you mean by talker?
Chatty Cathy.
No, not really. Not really. Not
okay,
really.
Okay, so you do
does
all the chatting.
Does
it's perfect
she have
for you.
Any appreciable accent?
White.
She's white.
Hi, Rob Ford.
Yes. A white accent. What the hell does that mean? A white. You don't break down accents by color.
He does.
Yeah. I taught him how.
He's from Manassas. That's the way he rolls.
Simple what bar graph.
What region? What region of cracker accent is it?
It's no accent. I'd say flat.
Okay. Unaccented middle Western English.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is she from the area, the Northern Virginia
area? Yeah, she grew up in the area. Actually, she has a very nice, pleasant speaking voice, I would say.
Oh, Quite
enjoy it.
Nice save.
And that's the first time in almost 80 minutes of broadcasting that he had something that sounded like a compliment.
All right.
He's doing well.
So that's all. That's all I need to know. And you're just chugging along and, you know.
Next week
chugging
will be along a different week.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. I am curious to see what happens.
Yeah, but, as I said, don't want to go into the lack of comfort zone, but based on the knowledge of the bonus content and Rofo's lady not knowing what the content is, that's it.
We'll probably
be fine.
Can I ask one question? Based on what we know now from yesterday, and I don't want to spoil anything. This is not a spoiler. But what was sort of implied yesterday, at least what I was able to make an inference of, is that sometimes she's a little more trouble than she's worth.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So that said, when she comes over and
you're spilling all the beans, Rob.
Okay. Well, that's broad strokes.
It is broad.
When she comes over,
she's broad.
She's a hell
quite
of a broad.
Shoulders.
Hey, hell of a broad. Hell of a broad.
Exactly.
When she comes over and there is no coupling.
Yes.
What happens? Do you cook? Does she cook? Can you describe the date?
Oh, okay. So she had eaten before she came.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
She came fed.
Yeah.
That's so funny. So you substitute ashtrays? All
right. So we had some snacks. It was going to be a movie night.
I see. Well, you know, when kids say, want to come over for Netflix and, and hang out.
And chill.
Yes. That's code for
what was the movie you watched?
I fell asleep. So,
Okay, did you see the
all
credits?
All that confidence from the day really wore him out.
Because a lot of times in the credits, they mention the title of the movie.
It was,
I'd really like to say that all the snacks from the day wore him out.
Well,
after that half a bag of Cheetos, that probably puts him out. What was the plan? What was the plan? You fell asleep and she was awake?
I said, you know what? This looks like a good movie, but I'm going to fall asleep through it, so we'll have to watch it another time.
Okay, all right.
And then what happened?
fell asleep.
Hold on. And then did she stay or leave?
Yeah, she stayed. She spent the night.
Oh,
she spent the night.
Yeah,
okay. That's nice.
So did you cuddle?
Yeah. We do that pretty regularly.
Mm.
Yeah.
At any point did you wake up and it was just her standing over you with a lit cigarette? Staring?
No, I slept through the night.
That's good. Comfortably. Without a care
just
in the world.
Just a peaceful night in the Rofo household, not watching the movie, just drifting off to sleep. On that note, let's start the
nice.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Good afternoon, Chef. I'm the census taker.
Well, you got me at a busy time.
Oh, it'll only take a few moments. Now, where were you born?
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Lake Winnipesaukee. How do you spell that?
W-O-Woof. Make it Lake Erie. I got an uncle there.
What was your family decomposed of?
Well, I'll tell you. There was a litter of three, and I was the one they kept. Hey!
Why, you...
Pardon me, stranger. I'm the census taker. Where were you born?
Lake Winnipesaukee.
Lake Winnipesaukee? How many in the family?
I was one of a litter of three.
No, don't tell me you're the one they kept.
No, I'm the one they threw away.
Oh!
Hey, what's the idea? I saw him first.
Oh, you did?
Give me my 4 cents.
Would you take five?
Oh, a bonus, sure.
Yeah, okay, well, Lake Winnipesaukee, huh?
Oh!
One of a litter of three, huh?
Oh! Oh!
A three litter man, eh?
Oh! Oh, thanks. I never would have got out without you.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are coming to you live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, on the air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get it. If you're here, you do too. Our show today brought to you by one of my favorite sponsors, Blue Apron. Had some Blue Apron cod with potato and panko breadcrumbs and thyme and a delicious salad with watermelon radishes. It was so, it was gourmet. We had a gourmet lunch this week from Blue Apron. Carla and I loved it. I'd give you the name, but she's got that in the kitchen. That's the way it rolls in my house.
Understood.
Cooking at home means eating healthier and saving money instead of ordering expensive takeout. For less than $10 a meal, Blue Apron will deliver all of the fresh ingredients you need to create delicious home-cooked meals. Just follow the step-by-step instructions. When the delivery man drops off the big box of Blue Apron at the O'Mara household, I become Steve Martin from The Jerk.
Oh, the new phone box?
The Blue Apron is here! The Blue Apron is here! I do love it. Each meal can be prepared in 40 minutes or less, and that means no more overwhelming trips to the grocery store. Let me say something about the 40 minutes or less. It is absolutely true. It's better than takeout, but in my household, it's more than 40 minutes simply because Mrs. O'Mara prepares the food and then turns into Matthew Brady, Civil War photographer.
Oh, that's right. She does post a lot of photos, doesn't she?
And I have been sitting at the table many, many times saying, I'm ready. I smell that food. Get it over here. No, I have to take pictures and show everybody. But she loves it. Right now, you can get your first two meals free by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. Our treat, really, the first two meals are on us when you go to blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is a better way to cook. It's a better way to eat, too. I love it. I enjoy it. So, hail, hail, the gang's all here. I had the distinct honor and privilege yesterday of having a conversation with Rob's lovely bride, Carrie.
Oh, really?
Can I tell you how I found out about it?
Mm-hmm.
When I got out of the show, I tried to call her to ask her a question.
Yes.
Called the house, no answer. Called her cell, no answer. No surprise, really.
Yeah, kind of like when we call you.
Yeah, exactly. And so, when we call you. And so,
hey. Well, one time out of 100 is nothing.
That's
you
right.
are
one
hard to find.
One time!
Mike, the listeners love it.
Yes, of course they do.
You know, if you get a moment this week, you can even empty your voicemail.
Oh,
it'll be
please.
Fun.
It's empty already.
Hey, why is it? Did you empty your voicemail?
Yeah.
Okay.
I bet he didn't.
Oh, I bet I did.
Really?
Yeah, you can apologize to me right now.
I'm sorry then.
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Sorry,
I'll show it to you.
Sorry I brought it up.
Yeah.
So I'm driving home and the phone rings and it's Carrie. It's about 15 minutes later and she said, I'm sorry I didn't answer. I was talking to Mike O'Mara. And my only thought is, I looked at the clock. I said, Mike's been listening to her for 15 minutes. And I said that you probably could have gotten out of the conversation, but I'm curious how she kept you on the phone so long. You don't like to talk on the phone.
All right, let me tell you how it goes. All right, so Rob texts me that he's writing Rofo a check. And Rofo was reimbursed for some expenses and a stipend that Rofo gets for the Tony Perkins show. Is that true?
He has it for us because he does a lot of behind-the-scenes work.
Okay, so he
number
gets...
Number crunchery.
And we had this conversation multiple times, but you have to call and talk to him about it, yes.
What multiple times?
About Rofo and why we give him the extra $100.
Yeah, okay, so Rofo does a lot of work, and you know, we signed off on that a while back. And so Rob sends me this text, and I was going to call Rob back and said, well, it would seem to me that in any organization, you'd want to compensate the principals prior to compensate the satellite employees, or the contractors, as it were.
Contractors!
But you had included in your email that we were in arrears.
Yes.
With Mr. Rob Ford.
Yes, it dated back a while.
But at the same time, I was going to have a discussion with you about it. So ultimately, I lied to your wife. And I said, tell him everything is fine with Rofo. At the end of the, simply to get out of the conversation, I said, tell him everything is fine with Rofo. Even though it really wasn't fine. Because, you know, as we know, the month of January, we kickstart the year with a delay in everybody getting their compensation. Because we wait to catch up for the year.
Right.
And that's
we
just
haven't
the way
been
it goes.
Paid yet, basically.
We haven't been paid yet. And so the fact is that, you know, and I was just, and that is kind of my philosophy of that. You know,
okay.
I mean, you know, have you, you know, you could really go to Rob. Yes, go ahead.
On my end, just before you really lay into him, because I really think you should, but not for this reason, because he asked me and I said yes, because the amount that was going to him is not material to what this business runs. So it's just, it was negligible.
But go, you know what? But we, this is one of those areas where Oscar and I agree on the philosophy. In fact, business schools may tell you that the key to successful people, do you know what one of the main keys to successful people?
Emptying your voicemail?
No, they pay themselves first.
Yes.
Okay.
Rob would write a check because it's, you know, it is Rob's money, but he doesn't think it's his money. Rob would write a check to anyone if they said, hey, I bought a paperclip at the Office Depot. Can you reimburse me?
Now,
and
wait
Rob
a second.
Would say,
in
yes.
My defense,
I have more messages from you regarding reimbursing Mac and everything. You know, and listen, we get their work for free. That we're they're interns. They're not paid internships.
Yes.
We can't afford paid internships.
Of course,
we're not Goldman Sachs. It doesn't work that way.
In my
but
defense,
at the same time, you are definitely, you know, the diligence with which you take on that task, letting me know that you're writing a check for someone associated with the show, is you never miss that. You never miss a beat with that.
Well,
you're always
keep in
on
mind,
that.
It has been a long time since we had paid him, and I did drag.
Are we talking about Rofo here?
Yes, this particular.
I'm talking about everybody.
All right. Well, let me address this piecemeal,
including
if I
Mac.
And if
you want to write me a fucking check just to come into that door every day.
This is going to be rough.
Let me address
Thank
this
you.
Piecemeal, and I apologize
yes.
that you know this is the way that it seems, but. I did wait several weeks.
You do ask, too.
And I do ask.
And I do tell him no, until I think we can
handle it. Until we can cover it.
Yes.
And also,
okay.
If you think that it is somehow built into my mind that, you know, that this is a priority, there is probably some wiring deep down from the WJFK days
yep.
when I had to carry an amazing amount of debt because
right.
of the way they dragged their feet to pay
right.
us back. You did
but
too.
You still, and that's the thing. You still have the WJFK mentality.
In what way?
In that we have some great Mac Daddy of CBS corporate
no,
wealth that is sitting there with a
big, I don't think you're listening to him.
Ball. No, that's
false. Yeah, what he just said is that he remembers waiting. How tough it is to carry that cash flow when you're
yeah,
a young
to front
person.
Money. Yeah.
I was listening to exactly
yes.
what he said.
Yes.
I'm saying that
and
he
so
thinks,
when I
yes.
said that when I found out and verified with Oscar that we had the money to, you know, to yes. reimburse, that I, as a courtesy to these guys who work for us
well,
for free.
Well, you want to know an answer?
Yeah.
We don't, in my humble opinion. The way I look at it, the way I run things from the tippy top,
all right.
I will say that, you know, I ain't been paid yet.
All right.
Oscar hasn't been paid yet. You haven't been paid yet. So, frankly, yeah, is it a negligible aspect compared to salaries
comparable,
and what everybody
yeah.
gets
comparable? Yeah.
Yes, it is. But at the same time,
but
you know, if you're talking about, you know, the compensation, and as I said, I just read this article the other day. That's what they do. That's what these people
yeah.
do. That's what Donald Trump does.
But,
Donald Trump doesn't compensate anybody until he gets his
but
big
Mike,
tax share.
What makes us... What honestly, what really makes it different here, this family business that we have, is that we don't look at Rofo and we don't look at Mac or anybody that works with us as a number. We don't look at them as numbers. We run this business as numbers.
I
okay,
do.
Well, then you do.
No,
I'm kidding.
Don't steamroll ahead when I'm making a joke. I know you love
saying.
To make me out to be a dick on the show, but no,
oh, no.
I look at them as human beings,
yes.
too.
So, you know, we're privy more to
some
the
might say this entire line of discussion
yeah.
is created by moi.
It's just a ruse.
To entertain our listeners.
Of course.
Thank
just
you
a
very
ruse.
Much.
So... We were privy to their cash flow more so than anybody else ever will because we live with them basically every
yeah.
day, right?
They come into the,
yeah.
so, into, the right into the shack.
So,
they're hanging at the shack.
On our end, before yes. he makes a decision, look, Tubby over here, Rob over here
yes.
used to be like the type of guy that would just ask for checks for $5, $10. It would just be so annoying. He would nickel and dime us till the cows came home, right?
All day
I remember
long.
That.
Yes, all
I remember
day.
That. But, no, but you more than anybody else would ask for reimbursement.
Right.
And I would venture to say, if I asked for reimbursement for, you know, everything, it would be, it would probably
it's certainly
make
material.
Your, the eyes
and
pop out of your
And we all know
head.
That I carried a ton of expenses
Absolutely.
For a couple years,
Absolutely.
Right?
The difference between you and me is you're more of a detailed person than I am, and you carried the debt, but you also, you know what it is, and you would let me know what it
yes.
is.
Yes,
and
right.
I do it, and, you know, I did it yesterday. I did it yesterday, you know? I mean, it's just...
Yeah,
that's
but
right.
if you just
Sometimes
tell,
I reimburse myself, sometimes
if
I
If you just
that's
tell us to order it through Amazon, we can actually get the credit through Amazon and send the receipt over.
And there you
okay.
go.
yeah.
That's
okay.
how easy it is.
Doesn't always happen that way.
Jeez.
We know that. We've established
okay.
that already. So what's your point?
My point is this, is that when these little fellas,
the
nice, these nice guys and gals
yes.
come in,
We love our interns,
and
by the way.
We do. We know what rough a spot they're in life because they're either taking the bus here for certain reasons, yeah. Or B, they are, bringing a sandwich in for 2 days ago because they have to make that work till their paycheck comes in on Friday.
Exactly.
Like, we really want to help them out.
They're living on crackers.
Well, you're saying we want to help them out, but you're, doesn't Rob go to you to ask? And Rob indicated to me that he hadn't been paid for December.
Yeah, because you couldn't do it, but right now we're in a space where we could carry what we owe him. That's right. It.
True or false?
We could have paid him in December.
Well, Rob, you asked me at the first of the year.
Why are you so tight with that, Oscar?
Oh, I'm sure it's me.
First of the year, you asked about it, and I asked you if you could hold off for a couple weeks. True or false?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I'm turning on you.
Yeah, that's
was the first
true.
The first time he asked about his compensation was the January 1 or right
well,
around the first
right
of the
when
year.
We came back, right?
Yeah, the first week back.
And I
when
said,
we
you
came
know
back,
what?
We were dead.
I said, things are a little lean right now. Yeah. Can you hold off? And he said, absolutely. I said, I'll get it to you as soon as possible. And I apologize right. for that.
And really, this comes to cash flow, which we're going to work on in 2016. 2015,
absolutely.
2016.
And 2017. Yes.
Hold cash on. Flow.
I always like to, that's what I love about text. That's the only time I can actually win an argument in this room. Because,
okay.
Remember, I tend to hold up the text to the camera.
What's that? That's you mean like I'm going to lie about
that's
the content
new bit.
Of the text?
No.
That's
no.
a good bit.
No, but I like that's how the Ustream viewer gets to see what's going
it's
on.
It's a courtesy
the
to the Ustream viewer, yes. the people who join us by video visit to the shack.
To the shack.
And I just came up with that, but I like that.
I hate it, actually.
You don't like it?
Yeah,
hanging at the shack?
No.
No.
It sounds like Radio Shack. Sounds like Radio Shack, and they closed.
Mm-hmm. They did. We could probably buy the name.
I don't know.
Why don't I have...
Pennies
come
on the dollar.
God damn it. Why don't I have this?
It's the green app. It says text.
Yeah, messages. It's called.
Stop it, please. I have a thread with Oscar. I have a thread with Rob.
Why don't you start
a thread
new one?
With Oscar? Hold on. I have a thread with Oscar and Rob. I have a thread with Pony, Oscar, and Rob.
That's the best one.
Yeah. A little afraid, though.
Afraid of what? That's a different kind of thread.
I don't
Mike
know. I don't
is now messaging. Oh, you're not messaging?
I don't have it. No, oh. I don't have
what
it.
Were you
what
looking,
do you
yeah,
want?
What were you
I
looking
have
for?
All the texts.
Did you send me a text about Rofo yesterday? Is that what happened?
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to find
it. I'll read it to you if you want.
Yeah, please read it.
Okay, hold on.
Here we go.
I'd like to hear
big money, really big money, big money, big money. Can you put some music behind it?
I can do that.
Can you produce.
I can do that. Or... Well, he's busy looking for his tech. I can do that.
Love that one.
Thank you.
That's it. Okay, it reads. Meant to grab you before the line was disconnected. This was at 1:10 yesterday. Meant to grab you before the line was disconnected, but I'm writing Rofo a check today for blank for expenses dating back to 1 December and his stipend.
Yes. So the expenses were $90?
A little higher than that. They were $192.40.
And what were the expenses
there you go.
For?
That's by $100. That's more than $100 than you thought, isn't it? Huh?
No, it's as long as it was below a certain threshold, I was fine with
it.
So when I saw it, I didn't really have an issue. But my question to you is this.
Yeah.
What did Mike respond?
He didn't.
Oh, he called.
He called.
That's how he got to your wife.
And that's how the
got
whole
to my
problem.
Wife. Yes.
And I guess I called the home number, right? I called
exactly.
the home number. And
she took your call, but not mine.
I was giving Mrs. O'Mara a break from a child pickup, and I was taking the drive from my home to pick up Michael at preschool, which is a roughly 30-minute drive.
Right.
And I pulled out of the driveway, called you as soon as I did, and I spoke with Mrs. Spiewak from pulling out of the drive
oh, no.
to the parking lot of the preschool.
Now, let's be specific. And spoke to or listened to?
I listened to her.
Yeah, because I know the topic that came up, and it's one of her favorites. Yeah,
I want to say two things. I want to say, one, she has, literally, I listened to her so much that I was able to, she has an absolutely lovely speaking voice.
Oh,
I said this to Carla last night.
I agree.
She has a speaking voice that I would love you to put her on a promo just because I'm saying this right now.
Seriously.
That's how I think she's got a great... I am a student of... I listen to anchors down here, and I drive Carla nuts because I hear these ladies that talk like this, and on the 775, we've got a problem, and I cannot stand it. And then you get people like... I'll give you another example of a... Doreen Gensler, Wendy Rieger.
Yeah,
both
wonderful.
Over at Channel 4. Absolutely skilled at presenting it without any strangulation, and I thought she's got a nice speaking voice. The second thing I would say to you, not necessarily related, regarding her talking, is it some sort of disorder?
You know, she actually, there has been some discussion that, yeah, she has a, you know, I'm very OCD. Things have to be done in a certain order. Right. I'm very detail-oriented, and if I go out of order, things get messed up. She yes. also, what is the thing that's like OCD, but it's another three-letter thing?
ADD?
Yes.
Oh.
I think that there has been some talk that there might be some ADD, and here's an example. Now, also, you know what? I agree about her voice, but I've spent so much time with her over the past 20-plus years,
yes.
I've tuned that frequency out.
She it's spoke to me like, for 30 minutes, Rob.
Yeah,
she
oh,
spoke
I know.
To me for 30 minutes.
And many would say you got off lightly.
30 minutes, and it's just, I was interested. She was talking about,
well,
you know, a lot of things. She went, no, I was truly, I had the time. I was in the car. I didn't want to cut off the conversation, but when I pulled into the parking lot, I had no real choice, and I really threw that all. I was listening to her so much
yes.
that I said, she's got a really, really nice speaking
if
voice.
If I had
a really
30
nice
band,
voice.
If I had a 30 band equalizer in my head, The frequency knobs that are Carrie's voice, sometimes I just pull them all the way down, and I don't hear it. But
can I make a request?
Yes.
Can I request this?
Yeah.
Is there a chance? You know how I did a promo with Carla?
Yeah.
Could you do a Rob's Mailbag promo with,
yes.
with Carrie?
Yeah, you
is
know
that
what?
Possible?
I'll have her do a – we'll do next week will be the week of Carrie promos, and yeah, we'll have her promote different things.
Would you like a – and another funny – I don't know how you would ever do this – would just be to record her when she's in one of her – talking modes and just you know just
oh so the daylight
go,
hours
just go in and out of it you know and just go
here's you know
hi I'm Rob Spiewak and I would like to just pass this along to my wife Carrie and she's just going on and on
Mike
and on.
One of the great things and you know you asked about have I ever noticed that you know she talks one of the things she does that's wonderfully beguiling is that we'll be sitting and watching TV or in the car or something and she'll say something that sounds like we've been talking for like 10 minutes and she's already in the conversation because it's been going through her head at 1,000 miles an hour. Like
well,
if we're driving
sweet.
Somewhere and,
she's a sweetheart.
And the radio is on and finally she'll say is, you know what? I don't think I am going to do that, but I will get the green paint.
You know?
And also, what the f*** are you talking about? And she said, well, oh, right, because I was talking about it in my head. I didn't tell you that we're going to paint the living room. I said, you didn't tell me we're going to do anything. But she's already had the conversation in her head. And so, you know, her mind moves very fast. Yes.
Can I tell you one thing, though, seriously,
please.
After that conversation? She's a wonderful lady. She is.
I love her
truly,
so much.
She is truly a very sweet and I was interested, you know, because we're all kind of in the same boat here. And I like listening to her story. And she was, you know, she's a sweetie. But I swear to God, it's the truth that I heard that speaking voice. And I said to myself, I'd like to hear her
promo
on a promo or two.
You know what? I'll tell you this about my wife. And I'll like to address this to Rob Ford. She's worth the trouble.
Ah.
Yeah, there you go, Rofo. There you go, Rofo. Huh?
Jerk.
We'll take a break. Come back. I'll tell you about two things. Almond milk and an embarrassing moment with a little chihuahua that I'd like to put in the microwave. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Siri, and I've been doing a lot of thinking lately about Rob Spiewak's bag. Rob loves a lot of things, but what he loves more than anything is having listeners fill up his bag.
Is that the real
week
Siri?
After week
it is.
With
yeah.
wonderful messages.
Sexy.
Would you be a sweetie and drop him a message for his bag?
Sounds like Siri
send
on Valium.
Right along to Rob.
Well, Siri had a few drinks.
She's trying to be sexy.
Sounds a little like Carrie, doesn't it?
What? Then, every Wednesday.
Thursday.
Who knows? Rob might reach into his bag and pick out a message from Y. Oh, you, please.
Hey, you know what? You wrote this copy.
I know.
That's great.
Know.
Would you like to know where Avengers Age of Ultron is playing near you?
Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. How do you like a free upgrade for your smartphone? No strings attached.
Love
it's
it.
Easy. Just download the TMOS app and fall in love with your smartphone all over again. The TMOS app lets you listen to all the shows on the More Network. You can do it with ease. No RSS feeds or subscriptions to worry about. Pony's been working real hard with everybody to make sure that they get that app, and it works just right for them. It's the easiest way to get our bonus show. Plus, you can use it to contact us, and it even links you directly to our Amazon portal. How easy is that? Huh? Really? Speaking of easy, downloading it is a snap. Just go to the App Store and type TMOS, then hit search. Whether you're iOS or Android, it's the easiest way to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show. And stay tuned. 2016 has some big things in store for the TMOS app that you don't want to miss. So make sure you download the TMOS app today and start living a better tomorrow, everybody.
The app came in handy for me last night on the ride home from the Verizon Center. I was talking to Jabril, and he had questions about the Cake and Cookies podcast.
Ooh.
So I just popped on an episode, and he listened to it for about 15, 20 minutes. He said, "Mr. Rob, this is pretty funny. Do you ever play this on your show?" I said, "Jabril, this is my show. This is show."
He said, and you do play clips from your show on our show.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
sometimes, yeah.
Kind of yes, that would be the answer. So, I was going to talk about the little thread I had, but I want to ask you, how was it last night going to your sports game? You took Jabril and your son, Robert III, you took them to the Wizards game against
Baltimore
the Denver Nuggets.
Bullets
it was last
night,
the Baltimore Bullets, because it was a throwback Thursday game. Everything, the sign on the scoreboard and their uniforms and everything said Baltimore
All
Bullets.
All the promo on TV was Baltimore Bullets.
Circa 1971. Yeah. It was
very
really
cool.
Neat.
He went to a throwback night, Rob.
Yeah. And
very, very cool.
But not on purpose. No. It was just a coincidence.
But is that not the perfect guy to go back and see that? That's awesome. Yeah.
You know
That's
who they
terrific.
Introduced between the first and second periods? Earl the Pearl Monroe. He was there. It was
Earl
very
the
cool.
Pearl.
That was
fantastic.
Neat. And Robert said, "Was he good?" I said, "His number's up there. They hang his found his number up there."
And so, you said, "Was he good?" He was a bullet. But anyway.
But it was a lot of fun. It was actually Jabril's Christmas present from us, because Jabril had never been to a pro NBA game. And
oh, cool.
Like Robert, he's in the Central Loudoun Basketball League, and he's getting into basketball. And the tickets were supposed to be for Saturday night previous. And there was a little snow on the ground.
Yes.
So there was no game. So Carrie got the money back and went back on something. She's into this thing called Ebates, and I think these tickets were like $6 each or something. Very, very cheap to get
in. Tell me about Ebates. What is that?
It was Ebates. You sign up for it, and you get money back, and they connect you to deals. Call Carrie. She can let you all the details in an hour and a half.
I'll pass on that.
But the tickets were like, I think three tickets cost less than parking.
Awesome.
But it was fun. We had good seats. They were upper level, but right at center court, so we could see everything.
Oh, good for you. That's good. Man, you mean the 200s? Were you in the 200s?
No, we're in the 400s. But
400s are great, too. If you're down the right spot. That's a pretty good venue. You know, I talk about the seats. When I'm sitting next to Rofo, it's kind of a tight squeeze, but the fact is, that's a pretty good building to watch sports
in. Yeah, I would like to thank, are you familiar with the cartoon show, The Cleveland Show?
Not particularly.
But I'm sure you've seen the promos. It follows the Family Guy.
Yep.
I was actually sitting next to Cleveland last night at the game, and I'd like to thank Mr. Cleveland. He was a large, large man.
What is it about? Why do fat guys get next to fat guys,
but here's
even
the
if
deal.
They're not with them?
Here's the great thing about it. And he had a great voice like this. He said, "They're never going to. All they do is throw the ball. And they don't know what they're doing, and they only have one play." And it was a great running commentary. But here's what he did. He bought himself the aisle seat and the seat next to him. He actually bought two tickets. And I guess if they're, you know, $5 tickets, you can afford
that's
to do
wonderful.
It.
That so is really, I mean, when you talk about motivation to lose lbs, that is one of the greatest ones to go to a game, or, you know, it's airlines and stadiums.
Exactly.
That's where you really
exactly.
want to have it. Absolutely.
But the game was great. The Bullets came in second. At one point, they were down by 20 points.
Tradition. How are they? They're not doing well this year, right?
As
of late.
Third consecutive loss,
I think they're about two games below 500 right now.
Yeah, and the Nuggets are, by all statistics, a team that's not even as good as them, and they handled them pretty well. It was tight at the end, but I know, judging from the crowd, and by the way, I'd say they got that venue nearly one-third full, so I want to thank them for that. It was to a point that when they'd play music, like in between the quarters, it echoed badly.
Oh.
I mean,
the thing about it is an empty
venue.
Yesterday, I was really, really surprised when we had the statistics during News You May Not Need that the NBA is starting to suck ass a little bit
as far as
popularity, right?
It was when the game started. I put a picture on Facebook. I would honestly say it was maybe 15% full. It was.
Oh, it was a crappy night after the blizzard.
And
well.
It was a Thursday night game, but it was also they had a big gimmick going. I mean, they should have gotten some people just based
on
that.
The city is at night, especially with the, 3.5 hours yesterday getting home, right?
Yeah, yeah.
The federal government was off 3 hours late in liberal leave, federal leave, work from home, telework, whatever they give you.
Yeah.
And I figure that all those jerks probably had tickets. They're not going to go. And all the lobbyists that were going to take their clients, they're not going. So right. that's the majority of people that are going.
And we're a lousy sports town to begin with.
And you're the real fan, so you have the place less than half full. Those are the real fans.
It was so empty that on the 400 level, I would say that, because we got there and the kids wanted pizza, and I'd say that every fourth
did you
or
have
fifth,
any pizza?
No, I did not. All I had was a beer there. I'm not going to pay those prices for that kind of pizza.
That's where that food, love of food is trumped by love of cash.
Well,
that's
also, great. Mike, I saw the pizza and I saw the chicken tenders that looked like, you know what? There was one stand that was selling food. It was called Delicious Pre-Blizzard Snacks.
It is really, truly a bummer. To most venues, most
but I would
sports,
say 75% of them were closed around the time.
Right?
They didn't
even
open anything. So we got there and we watched the game. We had a blast. The most entertaining thing probably was the between the third and fourth quarter, they had the trick shots with the trampoline guys.
I love that.
And it was just so cool to watch.
That's
fun. Because it was 1970s night, they were playing Soul Train videos, and they had Afro wigs and the tiny 1970s NBA shorts.
Ah.
But the problem is every time they did the flip to do the jam, the wig would fall off. So they had they had four or five acrobats doing the trick shots, and one guy whose job was just collecting the wigs and giving it back.
Do you know how non-basketball fan I am? I will tell you. I think I've been to plenty of college games, went to a lot of AU games.
Right.
And I've been to college games since I actually got out of school. But I've only been to one pro game. And do you know where I sat at the pro game?
Where? I sat
courtside. I had courtside
really?
Seats. And do you know what team the Wizards were playing? Or maybe it was the Bullets.
Probably the
at
Bullets
the time.
Then. What?
It was the Chicago Bulls.
Really? Oh, you saw Michael Jordan play?
And And
for which team?
Awesome.
Because he played for both.
Oh, I imagine in his time it was actually the Bulls.
Oh,
I think it was I couldn't really tell you though if it was that era. I just didn't.
Think you'd go to a courtside Wizards game unless LeBron or Michael Jordan are playing you.
It was something.
Well,
that,
no, you would take a courtside ticket.
I don't even
game,
remember the circumstances, but I know that it was
folding
it
chairs.
Was,
yes.
they were folding chairs.
Yes.
Yeah,
it was
very very.
It was
cool.
You were next to Nicholson.
I wanted to leave. I remember that. It was at the LA Coliseum. It was the staple. The Staples Center. That's what
it was. Robert's like fourth or fifth game, and he said, "Dad, have you ever been to a pro game before?" And I thought, and I said, "I don't think so." And then it occurred to me, I did go and see one Wizards game when Jordan played. I fell into
that's
a ticket by
awesome.
Accident, so it is kind of cool that I did once see Michael Jordan play for like 3 minutes.
Yeah,
and that
and
was
they're
it.
Fun. They're fast paced.
It was
too,
fun.
You know?
It's a great night. But you really want a really textbook sketch of the Washington D.C. sports fan. They did mostly stay until the end of the game because it got within 2 or 3 points for the last 3 minutes. It was it really
tight.
They didn't lose it until the last 25 seconds. But there's a thing in the fourth quarter that if the opposition misses two consecutive foul shots, everyone gets a Chick-fil-A sandwich. This is the only time.
Hold on. Wait a minute. That is the promotion?
Yes. So it invites.
You mean, so if they get two free throws and they miss them at the line, the audience gets free chicken?
Everybody gets a free Chick-fil-A sandwich.
The audience.
The audience.
The audience. We're both queens. We're both the crowd.
Yeah.
The audience.
The crowd. Okay.
You said audience first.
Okay, sorry.
You said Ethel Merman. You said audience first.
All right, I'm sorry.
I just
Jay
followed
Matt,
up on
I will,
it.
I will
you
do
know.
Better. I will do
the
better.
The audience, he's missed
well,
his
he's
shot.
Not. He's not pretending to be anything but who he is. He's what's going for his kids.
What I told Robert is that they
you
might
You better
have
get Michael Phelps on the line with his gold medals to stand in back of the foul shot. That's fantastic. Get him in back of the hoop.
I told
baby.
Robert that they probably could have won the contest if they had tried harder at rehearsal.
Did you see that on TV this morning?
Yes, I did.
Did you see?
Yes, I did.
What was the college? I forgot what
ASU.
The college game. It was Arizona State University.
Yes.
And
the distraction curtain.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the way, how
funny.
How old is Michael Phelps now?
Just 34.
Out of
he's 62.
34?
Isn't he? I mean, it's great that they did that. And I think
he's
the
34.
Kid.
He's 30.
I think
oh, he's 30.
Kid,
he's 30. He's 30. He's 30.
At
he's
30.
Yeah. Okay, the kid missed the free throws, which is cool.
Right.
Yeah. But at the same time, I'm looking at that going, okay, All right, yeah. A little more enthusiastic.
Well, he trains and swims down there.
Yeah.
So
oh, he does.
That's what he does. Yeah.
That gets him a bit of a free pass. But at the same time,
I'm sure somebody asked him and was like, hey, can you come do this?
And he said, sure, as soon as I spark up, I'll go and stand behind the curtain.
He was so enthusiastic.
Yeah, he seemed sleepy.
Good shape.
He seemed sleepy and hungry.
But did you see how enthusiastic he was?
Oh, yeah.
When he took his shirt off and he had the gold medals around it. Yeah. I'm just like going, okay, you won 150 gold medals in the Olympics. And, I'm glad you're still swimming and you're doing that. But, don't you think
better
you
than him
be...
getting pulled over on 695?
That's true. That's true.
Right?
Yeah. I'm just saying, a lot's better than him getting pulled over on 695. But don't you think at this stage, your former Olympians that are going to have the great post-Olympic career,
yes.
aren't they normally doing something a little more productive and mainstream?
Well, what
than
he's doing is he's looking at his phone and he sees message to get naked on a basketball court, message to get naked on a basketball court. Nothing from Wheaties.
Yeah,
nothing from Wheaties
and
at
Mike,
all.
If you're gonna do anything for the general student body, it's got to be at ASU because I know he's a married man, and
you actually that's your old stomping
ground.
Yeah.
Trust me,
right?
If I was him, I would not be wearing a shirt all the time.
and the thing about ASU is not only was it regarded as one of the top party schools in the nation, but the female student body, to the best
just
of my knowledge,
13s walking around feeling like sevens because there's so many of them.
How long did you spend at that fine institution?
A year and a half.
Yeah. When you were there, the 13s that you're taught, did that mean
one
that there
ten
were,
scale.
Were there a lot of nines also that were running around there at
I'm
ASU?
Sorry?
Were there a lot of nines as well as the
13s? The nines felt like fives, so you could get them. You could get all the tens because they were beaten down.
He answered my question. That's fantastico. So now we know why Michael Phelps was there. It's Arizona.
Yeah, it's the equivalent of $1.70 gas.
Trust me.
Everybody gets it.
So the Wizards / Baltimore Bullets lost the game last
night. They did, but the audience did come alive. And they have got such a great presentation to get. If it had been a good crowd, they've got a great DJ and a great announcer.
Remember I said get there early? So
yeah,
you see
it was
the
great.
Open.
Oh, and
yeah,
they have fire. And
does Wes do the games? Does Wes do those games?
No, he doesn't do those. He just does the hockey. No.
Right.
It's a different.
They have a Billy Big Voice doing that, or is it a?
It's a different presentation than Mr. Johnson.
It didn't.
It's a little hipper.
Yes.
Well, okay, so it's slightly more urban.
Yes.
Is that urban?
Urban's a good word for it.
Urban.
All right. So that's it.
But you've got really people having conversations.
Kick it! Kick it!
You're having people just having normal conversations. You can hear it like across aisles, and then all of a sudden, remember, if he misses two foul shots in succession, everybody gets Chick-fil-A and a
You were one of them.
I did not yell.
No.
I did not
I
yell.
I would have yelled. I yell like a fool every time that comes around because I want him to miss it and I want my free Chick-fil-A.
He wants his sandwich.
Yes.
But Chick-fil-A, they're pros, so they don't do that very often. That's why Chick-fil-A has that short sale.
That's right.
The way they do it. The big short for Chick-fil-A.
And they're closed Sunday. Mike, that's the way they make it because they're big chicken.
Did he miss it?
Nobody got a sandwich.
Oh,
there were no sandwiches.
Nobody got a sandwich.
And the Bullets lost, and boo-hoo.
So the kids had pizza. You didn't want to spend that money. You just had a beer. What did you eat when you got home?
Oh, Carrie had some leftover ravioli.
Attaboy. You never disappoint. That's how you end the story. We'll take a break, and we will come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show. Well, as time goes on, people are going to be talking about a little bit more that the big game is just around the corner.
Yes.
I have an idea for you where you can support the Mike O'Mara Show, get an amazing deal, and really have an incredible big game party. Omaha Steaks, that's the way to go. Omaha Steaks, beef and bison from the Golden Plains, absolutely incredible. This pack that they are sending called the O'Mara Assortment is so delicious, and it is such a great deal, and you will love it because everything is backed by Omaha Steaks. 100% unconditional guarantee. They have such great food there. Let me tell you about the O'Mara assortment that they're offering for the big game. 2 tender mild filet mignons, 2 bold beefy top sirloins, 2 moist savory boneless pork chops, 4 home style chicken fried steaks. Fire up your grill right now. You can get ready to get this game out and get your friends to come over. 15 giant all beef Italian meatballs, plus 4 award-winning gourmet jumbo franks, 4 crispy creamy potatoes au gratin, 4 made from scratch caramel apples. apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and 4 free juicy premium Omaha Steaks burgers. That is all included, and this is an incredible deal because they are offering it for 76% off its normal price. 76%. Just for our listeners, this exclusive package with all this amazing food is $49.99. You heard me right, $49.99. Get on your computer, go to omahasteaks.com, type in TMOS in the search bar, and it pops right up. Just add the Omera assortment to your cart. Again, that's omahasteaks.com, and enter TMOS in the search bar to get this great package for $49.99. Be ready for the big game with Omaha Steaks and the Omera assortment. You will love it. So I mentioned, I've been trying to talk about this for the last couple of days. One of the most, I've mentioned this before, one of the most emasculating, wimpy jobs that we as Cocoonvilleites have is taking those little foo-foo dogs out into the neighborhood. It is the standard male task down here. And
I don't think Beluga is a foo-foo dog. Now, Frankie is because of his demeanor and his petite nature. But Beluga has enough of a...
No.
You know, really?
No, it's got to be... If Beluga was a bulldog, it'd be different.
Yeah.
Bulldog would be different. Yes. He's absolutely right.
He's
Beluga
pug,
is... The shape of a loaf of bread that has not been cooked yet, but is left on the counter too long and has risen too much. That is Beluga's shape that he has right now. He is also elderly, like me.
Gray hairs.
He's got gray hairs all over the place, and he's got one eye that I don't think he sees out of now. And somebody said, well, you got to take him to the vet and get that checked. Nope. So anyway, he is...
Excuse me, sir, I hate to bother you, but I got one more question. I was wondering if you could take me for
a
walk.
I know I took a dump on your neighbor's lawn, but I was wondering if I could come back and take another dump during this same walk so that you could take... Now, by the way, the first dump that I take is great consistency for picking up with your little plastic poop bag.
Sure, sure.
The second one, not so much. So that's Beluga, but... Frankie, I see once in a blue moon, I will see people that I don't recognize. And, you know, you're a little more animated. You're a little more engaging because you want to do it. And, you know, and you are a little more aware of the fact that you've got animals around you that may or may not be squatting and shoving feces out of their butts while you're talking to somebody.
It's awkward.
And you just become so there's this woman who is power walking, and she seems like a very nice lady.
Age?
And probably 60-ish.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, calm down.
That's a young guy there.
But
yeah.
So, thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Thank you, fellas. Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you all very much.
She's 13.
Thanks so much.
Down there.
Yeah.
Just like ASU. Yeah. That's exactly what it's like. Yeah.
Florida 13.
Super, super duper.
Florida
super
13
duper.
In her 60s. Right. Nice.
So I see this person coming up. I said, there's a nice person. And you when you see a person coming from the distance, and she's doing a little, just like a power
she's
walk,
in
doesn't
shape.
Have any dogs. She's in shape, and she's chugging along. And I'm probably getting ready to have an exchange. And you prepare for the exchange. And look, everybody knows the dogs do their business. But Frankie, and his timing could not have been better. She is walking towards me. And as she is walking towards me, Frankie comes across off of the grass and onto the street, and then does his hind legs up in the air, pulling himself with his forelegs, dragging his worm-infested ass across.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
You know when dogs itch their anus?
Well, he needs to be expressed.
He does this. He does
gross.
This.
I know it's a
literally
gross thing, but it's true.
Steps away. This is my life. This is a minor thing, but he does this.
Just
and
ended.
He's 4 feet in front of this woman, and I say, "Good morning." Yes, and for some reason, I think that creates the fact that he's got whatever issue he has with his Duke makes my family look dirty. That is the way I process this.
He's doing it on the concrete.
He's doing it
not
on
even
the
on the grass or the rug at home. Like it's so bad. He said, "Please Give me this concrete.
I don't have enough. There's not enough abrasion on the rug.
Yes.
I can't get a good itch going on the grass. Show me. And he really does mean asphalt.
I need 100 sandpaper. Do you got that? I need something.
Yeah, he's one step away from a power tool.
It's got the hind legs and the forelegs akimbo. You know, just
sure.
Going, eh, eh. I hate it when dogs
hey,
do
lady,
that.
Hey, lady, you got a sandbell in your garage?
Get over here. Get over here. You got a nice comb you could use down here. And so that was it. That was
mine. Do you have a rasp?
You know, I'll tell you, when you see
that's
the guy,
so
there's
bad.
A guy, there's a guy that's got a, I don't think it's a, it's some sort of water spaniel. It's one of these really great looking
what
hunting dog
like
kind
brown
of thing.
And white?
Like brown and white.
Could be a Springer Spaniel.
Maybe a Springer Spaniel. Yeah. A Springer Spaniel, one of the great American dogs.
Beautiful.
Right?
Show
just
dog.
Just a gorgeous dog. And I look at this guy and go, hey, a real dog. And meanwhile, you know, I've got Beluga. You know, with his Columbo. Dead eye just going out, going, ah, I think I'll drop another one right
he's,
here.
And he's then, as healthy as China's economy.
Yeah, exactly. And if I could, let me see if I could do an example of when they are, and I don't get a chance to do this. I could do that. This would get so tedious because I would vent on these dogs
sure.
every single day. But here is leash one. Here is leash two.
Right.
And this is the leash for Frankie. This is the leash for Beluga, okay?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And when they go out of the house, hold on, let me get my arms in the right place here. Yeah. When they go out of the house, they go, hey, hey, hey.
Oh, they continue to cross and tangle?
Yeah, because they have no concept of anything. If you took them out duck hunting, you'd have a dead floating rat in the water because they have no sense of anything. They have no, they don't create, there's no warmth in these dogs. There's no companionship for me in these dogs. There's barking when we're in the house. Oh, my God, when the delivery man comes with the blue apron.
Protecting you.
But I swear to God, if you had Charles Manson come in through the door and the window at night, Beluga would be like, welcome. It's just, you know, they just don't bring anything to the table.
What if you got one lead that had two clips on the end of it?
That dog's too dumb.
Too dumb, you think? Yeah,
he'll that up.
They're too stupid. Yeah. They're too stupid. They have no rhyme or reason as to where they're going.
They used to S in the studio at a regular clip?
Yeah. It was the only they would do it right where I sat.
Yeah.
Because
they did it all the time.
Because Carla trained them to do it.
Yeah, well, it changes now because because it's twice a day. I do it twice a day, and here's the advantage to these dogs.
Okay,
A, we have a pet. That's the advantage. So we can say we have pets. B,
that's really not an advantage.
They pretty much sleep all day. All day.
Okay.
They sleep all night and they sleep all day. That's what they do. Now, you might be saying, well, you're not caring for them properly. I said, I'm caring for them plenty properly. When you reach in to a plastic bag and you peek up the little thin layer of plastic between your hand and warm poo from a dog's ass, you're taking care of them.
Can
as
you
far
do that
as I'm concerned.
Sentence again as Patton?
When you put that little pink bag over your hand and you go out into your neighborhood and you reach down and pick up that poo, that steaming warm poo on the wet grass that has found its way in that thick, coarse Bermuda grass down to the root structure, so that you have to reach deep with those fingers, causing it all to smear over the blades of grass. Then you pick it up and you say, I got almost all of it, and the rain will take the rest away.
General?
And then not more than 5 seconds later, you look over, and there he is, the pug. The black dog. Yeah, he's squatting again, and what's coming out of his ass resembles a Frosty from Wendy's. That's exactly what it is.
What about when the other soldier drags his ass on the pavement?
Well, he waits, picks his time. That's right. See the new neighbor lady that you want to make a good impression with. Yeah, that's the perfect time for Frankie to get 3 feet in front of her walking trip and drag his little chihuahua ass right across the asphalt to make Nike look really special. Yes, that's me. I've got the unclean, worm-infested dog. That's right. All right.
What did the lady say?
Yeah,
oh, my.
Yeah,
you
how did she deal with
it? Oh, that was the pièce de résistance was she had the earbuds. And I got the smile, the nod, and the quick walk by.
Oh, God.
This dog is infirmed. I can't talk to this guy.
It was literally with a slight step to the side to avoid Wormy, the chihuahua, you know, dragging his ass across. That was it. So
wow.
That was it. So, you know, it was
gotta be so painful.
And, yeah, it, you know, it's, we have gotten, by the way, and I mentioned this, I think, yesterday, that we have gotten now 10 times the amount of rain that this area gets in January, and I call that, you know, as lucky as I am with the parking spaces, I think I'm just as lucky with weather. I truly am.
Do you think are anyone prognosticating that it'll be a dry year then?
I mean,
do you think that the like a lead up to a drought or anything?
There's a weatherman down here. There's one guy I told you about, the guy that's got the super low voice that says, we have some what do you have here? Oh, thank you, sweetheart. It's very nice of you. Oh, thank you.
Is Carla
What's
there?
Or
are you just doing some?
Yeah, Carla, would you like to duck in and say hello to the boys for a second here? There's nothing on the show today. It's a Friday show. Come on over here. Why not? Come here. Come over.
She says she doesn't feel like it.
Come on, Carla.
Yeah, let her go. Oh, there she is. Yay! Woo! Has Mike been nice to you?
Actually, he has, Oscar.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, good.
Yep. What happened to the 3 pounds up? We didn't get that story.
Would you like to talk about the 3 pounds up? We didn't get to that story,
sure.
Actually. Go ahead.
Sure.
So he's going in the wrong direction, obviously. Yeah. Yeah, he is. And he's 288.
Oh,
and
no!
That's what he was when he came back from Maine.
Wow.
And I'm not happy with it. He needs to get to 280 very quickly.
That's
we
almost...
can do this. Can as you... long as he doesn't snack, you know?
Yeah. He said it was your fault.
Yeah, he blamed you.
Yeah, because I left the house and he was alone. And he ate.
How dare you?
He ate chocolate chips in a bowl with whipped cream on them.
Oh my goodness.
He was a bad boy.
Mike, I've done it. I've done stuff like that. You had to manufacture a dessert. And you went to ingredients. You went to the ingredient level. I've done it. I've done it a million times. Carla, you must never leave the house.
I've never heard a manufactured dessert that is.
She asked
funny.
Me what I had, and it took like 2 hours. Oh, wow. Look who's here.
Little took, Michael's there.
Hey, I didn't know he was
there.
There he is. Hey, the whole family. Hey, bo. Look who's having some Minute Maid orange juice over here.
I was just across the hall.
Can you say hi?
Hi.
This is wonderful. This
I
is
got a... this. I have a tiger.
You have a tiger.
Oh, I gotta get this. There we go.
There you go.
You have a tiger. What's your tiger's name?
It's Charlie.
It's Charlie?
Yeah.
Charlie the tiger.
Hello. Can you say hi, Rob?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, buddy boy. How you doing?
Can you say hi, Oscar?
Hi.
Can you say hi, Pony?
Hi, Pony.
Hey, buddy.
Can you say hi, Rofo?
Hi, Rofo.
And you know what? I want to put this person on camera. You know who also is in the studio today?
Yeah.
Diego.
Yes.
Do you want to see Diego? Here's Diego. He's going to come on. Say hi, Diego.
Hi, Diego.
From Dora the Explorer.
Yeah, there you go. That's Diego. Rob's playing that right now. So is there... Yeah, and we're playing...
Yeah, look Diego at Diego. Yeah.
You can sit down now. I know that's awkward, Diego. His real name is Adrian. He's not Diego the cartoon. He's not. Is there anything else you want to say?
Yeah.
Go ahead. What do you want to say? You want to say hello?
Hello. And say go.
You want to say
go, Diego, go.
All right. I love you.
Oh, he gave you the sweet I love.
There he goes. All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Bye, Carla.
Bye, guys.
All right, yeah, they were just across the hallway taping a special.
So manufactured dessert.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. When you got it, you know, if you don't
so
have.
So chocolate chip cookies and
No. What I did was Carla does a lot of baking down here, so she's got chocolate chips.
Oh, just
what
regular
I did,
chocolate chips.
Semi-sweet?
Yeah. The morsels.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, that you put in chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Okay. So She leaves the house, and it's pouring rain, and I've just finished a series of meetings, and I have I'm sitting there, and I don't know what to do with myself. And
Understood.
So I I truly felt as though I was feeling a little put upon. That's what I was doing. I was feeling a little put upon. There are no excuses. I went and I knew the only thing we had in the house that would qualify as even a slight dessert food was those little chocolate chips.
Right.
So I go and I get a little bowl and I put the chocolate chips in a little bowl and then I go to the refrigerator and I take the Ready Whip and I put it on top of the chocolate chips. I finished that and then I had some crackers and then I finished
just
that.
Just like savory crackers, like saltines?
Like, yeah, you okay, know, those yeah. kind of crack, regular standard crack. Right. Yes, honey, the Blue Apron has come. I saw it. Thank you. And so, yes, they were delicious crackers. And then I wasn't quite satisfied. And then I ate Goldfish. Now, if you eat that, even as a big person, Carla comes home and says, did you eat anything? And all I copped to was the Goldfish. And she said, I know. I said, how do you know? She said, because there's one on the floor right now. Then Carla said she wanted to go out to dinner, and we actually went to the Japanese steakhouse.
Ah.
And I wasn't hungry, but I ate anyway.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but you know
3 pounds gained.
Yeah.
My small portions, and when they do the when they make the onion volcano, you just want to play along.
Yeah, you do.
You really do. It's a great place to be.
Oh, and a tremendous value. Jesus Christ. That's the last time we go there. Yeah. I swear to God. But anyway, feeling great today. We'll take a break and come back with the Oscarazzi. It's Friday.
Cool.
Coming up next, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Well, don't they say, hold on, let me stop you there. Don't they say, in general, you really don't want to go with that prepared stuff because that's where they put the older food in.
I got an old chicken from Giant before the blizzard for my mom. And
you got an old chicken?
That's the old one, the last one that was there, right before the blizzard.
How was the chicken?
I didn't mention this during my blizzard story.
Yes.
But when we finally came home with the chicken and the snowblower and everything else.
Mike, you remember that book, The Chicken and the Snowblower?
My mom said to me, my mother said to me, este pollo está más frío de mi conciencia, right?
Something about the chicken.
This chicken is colder than my conscience, right? That's what she said. That's how you translate that.
Mike, come back. We need you.
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
It's a good one.
That's dandy.
That is a fine little bonus show. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Colder than my conscience. Running a business is a tough job, but at least promoting your business can be easy thanks to Vistaprint.com. I keep it with me at all times, my little Vistaprint business card. Easy and affordable, a great first impression, which you can make right now. Get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under $10. I do it all the time when I want people to know what I do. I just had them, you know, hand them my beautiful Vistaprint card. That's all. It works. It really does. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, go double-sided or even raised print. Vistaprint does it all to make you look great. Just remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com and you get 500 business cards for $9.99. And by the way, if you're ordering more of them, use the code anyway.
Do it.
As a matter of fact, the standard rule of thumb should be use our code whenever. Sometimes, you know, if it's not the promotion running at that particular time, who knows, but put it in there. It's a 50% savings for this deal, though. 500 business cards for $9.99. Great quality. Visit Vistaprint.com. Create your custom card and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. Without further ado, let's get right to it. It is time for the man with chicken as cold as his mother's conscience. Ladies and gentlemen, Oscarazzi.
Aye, 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 fellas.
Hey, that's a good one.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Ah.
Got a chance to meet Pope Francis.
Well, he's not a practicing Catholic, is he?
Doesn't matter. His life can't get any better. I'm That's Catholic. True. I'm jealous. You think I was jealous of all the 15s he's been down?
Oh, my God.
I'm jealous of this.
I don't even understand that sentence.
He gets to meet the Pope.
Yeah.
Wow. Pope Francis.
Right?
Very cool. Yes.
If you're Catholic, look, and if you don't know, it's probably better for you. But if you get a chance to meet the Pope, even when it's a bad Pope, but this actually has to be.
This is a good Pope.
It's a good Pope.
It's a good Pope. So, yeah, this isn't like a Ringo. But if this is like a John or a Paul.
I'm not a practicing Catholic. I'd love to meet the Pope. Yeah, be the coolest thing in the world.
My father has a picture of Pope John Paul II blessing him, right?
Oh, cool.
One of the good ones.
One of the good ones, right?
Yes.
And I remember staring at that as a little kid being like, oh my God, this is phenomenal.
And then
you really don't hear about too many people meeting him outside of like the hierarchy of like politics when they come in.
Yeah, occasionally a Jim Gaffigan sneaks in.
The Catholic comedian, Jim Gaffigan.
Oh, he I don't work blue. Right, I don't work funny or blue.
Just like the Revenant is probably going to take home, give him best actor nods, right?
Yeah, of course.
The Academy Awards. I mean, he actually got the chance to meet the Pope. If you look right now on thewashingtonpost.com, he's got a full pictorial layout of just him, and it just looks perfect, right?
By the way, if you haven't seen it, I have to tell you, I'm still thinking about that film. We went to see The Big Short the other night, which I told you about. But The Revenant is truly it was the best movie I've seen in a very, very long time. So check it out if you get a chance.
Also, this is classy. Who brings a gift? He did. DiCaprio gifted the Pope a book of works by 15th century Dutch painter Bosch. Like, he brought a book in the picture of it's him and the Pope with the
ball. Cool.
Bosch. Right.
Did you see what he wrote? He inscribed it. No. He wrote, "Your Holy Father, have a Bosch birthday." Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, come to my island. I'm going to be there with John Stamos and a bunch of girls from Arizona State University.
13's, Your Eminence. 13's.
There you go. 13's. Very good.
Kanye West denies Amber Rose's accusations. And, Mikey, if you haven't been following this, it's been the hottest rap battle /X battle on the net as of the last week.
What is super slut Amber Rose saying about Kanye West?
Well, she used to date Kanye West, right? And she's alleging that he's into dudes. And really, there's nothing wrong with that these days, especially with, you know, the
climate. Not that there's anything wrong with that,
exactly.
But, you know, but Kanye's image is of the family man and the happily married dude.
Sure. Yeah.
When you have to go out on Twitter and say, I quote, "I'm not into that," I think that someone should take the higher road and stop having this back and forth.
Okay. Yeah.
Right?
So how engaged is Kanye in this battle?
Just like you were with the whipped cream and the chocolate chips. Like you're
okay,
in.
Okay, he's all in.
Yeah,
he's all in.
He is in. And a manic back and forth all week. And what I hate about this is that I care and I have to report it. Because I'm reading these tweets. I'm in.
Do you follow both of them on Twitter?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's like me where I will visit Yahoo, and on the side of my little news feed that I'm looking at, I will see the latest daily Kardashian story, and I force myself not to look at it. You know, like, here's
Rob
oddest
and his
place
new girlfriend.
That,
yeah.
Here are the 6 strangest places that Khloe ever had sex. It's like I force myself.
I read a full story that I wasn't going to report, but I'll report it quickly.
Good.
Tyga has moved an hour away from Kylie Jenner. Why do I know that? And why do I care? And why did I read the entire article?
Wow.
Are they back together? Some say no.
That's what makes you the Bolivian Billy Bush. You're on top of it all.
Orange is the New Black. That's one of my favorite shows.
Yeah.
Taryn Manning's one of the stars. Unfortunately, Taryn Manning has been accused of attacking her makeup artist in her New York apartment.
Not okay.
Apparently. And this is where you almost wonder, okay, if you're going to hit someone, you probably punch them, right?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. No, but she allegedly headbutted the makeup artist Hartman, sprayed Windex in her eyes, and put her in a headlock.
Oh, you know, you have to wonder, in the privileged life of the Hollywood elite, what can possibly go wrong with a makeup artist? That was it a dispute over the way she was putting on foundation? I mean, what the hell would cause somebody to do that? I'm very curious.
What's tough, and this is coming from People/TMZ, that Holly Hartman, who's the makeup artist, has filed a restraining order over the incident, which allegedly occurred in November in Manning's New York apartment. As I mentioned, a judge declined to grant Hartman a restraining order, citing that she fled to Los Angeles, but the alleged incident is said to have taken place in New York. They are investigating now.
Wow.
Scary.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, you know, who knows? Who knows why? People
That's the wrong
angry.
Mascara. But I guess the X factor here is, okay, I get the headbutt. I can get over that. The headlock, I understand. But the Windex to the eyes.
Yeah, that's like permanent damage.
Where do you learn that?
Yeah, and streak
Tony,
free,
how do you happen to know that's permanent
damage? Well, because
damage,
there's ammonia in it, and it'll burn your eyes.
Oh, okay. Very, yeah. How about that with the answer?
See,
he was ready
Mike,
to go with that.
At the front of the show, you said he brings nothing, and there he is. He's getting arrested.
There's his Friday contribution right there. That's fantastic. I didn't know that.
No.
That's cool.
What's your take, guys, about the Coldplay Beyonce halftime show at the Super Bowl?
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be such a great time to go to the bathroom.
It is like so many Super Bowl shows where there's really nothing much to it. Beyonce is ultimately the it girl, and she gets all the gigs, and it's great for her. But as far as entertainment value, I know I could tell you what the show's going to look like. I have no interest whatsoever in it because that's all there is to it. Yeah. Now, with that said, strictly on an easy on the eye thing with Beyonce, the way she looks for the, she's going to look fabulous, and that'll be cool.
And
but
so
it'll be,
will the lead singer of Coldplay.
Yeah, Chris, whatever.
Chris Martin.
Good looking fellow.
Most people in America feel like you do. 76% think it's going to be the same old thing. It's actually they're going to be disappointed by it. Yeah. I'm a big Coldplay fan, and I just have a soft spot in my heart for them. I'm hoping that they'll put something together.
They should have put a 10-year contract with Bruno Mars. They haven't. I mean,
no,
that was,
right? Because he murdered.
It was dynamite.
He murdered.
He should have it every year.
I wish someday the Bills will be in the Super Bowl, and I wish that Ozzy will be the halftime show. That's what I wish for.
And 25 cent wings!
And Rob, as we wrap up, you've got Jefferson Airplanes, Paul.
Yes,
Camper,
I do.
Right?
I have
so
that.
We'll take care of that in the audio vault. And that's it. That's Oscar Ozzy for the week.
Thank you very much, Oscar. We will take a short break and come back with our final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Mara Show on Red Lawn.
Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, the lovely, the talented Annie Yu from Fox 5.
Thank you so much, guys. Woo-hoo! Glad to be here. And thank you very much for the thoughtful gift.
You're very welcome, and we can't wait to see you in it.
Yes, we've given Annie some lingerie.
I just need the fishnet stockings, and I'm good to go.
That's coming next.
Those are in my pocket. And be sure to check out the whole show, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the brand new Tony Perkins Show app.
Buy a t-shirt.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Yes, join the sex party that is the Tony Perkins Show each and every week on the More Network. It's fantastic.
When you talked earlier, Mike, about Doreen Gensler being a consummate broadcaster, I put Annie Yu in the same category. Mm-hmm. After they present her, and I listened to the show, it's not even like, it's an outfit. It's like a costume lingerie. And
right.
Annie says, this is great. Does More Broadcasting have an HR department?
She said that. Way to lay it on us. Anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Come in close to your headphones or your device or whatever. Do you like what you're hearing?
Huh?
Do you like what you're hearing? I mean, do you like the Mike O'Mara Show? I assume that you do because you're listening to it right now. Well, if you like this, you'll love our bonus shows. And we've got a really classic example of what our bonus shows are all about this week, where we go in 500 different directions. You're going to love it. Each and every week, we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, it's commercial free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the 2016 TMOS bonus package. Subscribe for a full year of bonus, and you'll get full access to all of the 2016 bonus content, access to the entire anthology, and you save over 25%. And remember, all the while, you're supporting your favorite podcast and you're getting extra uncensored TMOS in your life. It's all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the banner marked TMOS Bonus Packages. It also makes a great gift. If there's someone in your life that loves TMOS or someone who would get it, give them the gift of TMOS. We've made it so easy to do. Whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that banner and get it done. The TMOS Bonus Package. Order yours today. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for Friday, January 29, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Let's lead with this because Oscar mentioned it. The founding member of Jefferson Airplane, his name's Paul Cantor. He passed away at age 74, and he was involved in so many big hits. We have a montage here. He said that the fact that the band was based in San Francisco was key to their sound because instead of being limited by city fathers, city government, and city attitudes, it was such an open time, it allowed the band to really flower and put out all the great music they did. He co-wrote all the songs you're listening to right now. And here's the best thing about Paul Cantor. He had nothing to do with the song We Built This City.
Really?
So when you hear that song and hate that song, no, that's right after he left the band. And so, you know, I always thought that was a weak song. When he left...
It's stunning to me that it just continues and continues and continues, that the celebrities keep dropping like flies. And by the way, folks, I say this. I actually got on a guy's thread that I didn't even know. Because he posted about Joe Cocker passing away. I said, that was December of 2014. I said, please, you know... Just get it right.
Maureen Stapleton was all over Facebook over the past 2 days. Everyone's saying, Edith Bunker died. I said, in 2013. Yeah. Try to keep
it's
up.
It's crazy.
If you can.
It's crazy.
Yeah, you know, Paul Cantor is going to be missed, and so is Mike O'Mara, as we've lost him in Florida. And this has nothing to do with Mike. This is all on our end.
It is.
Yeah, our cash flow is low, and so is our bandwidth.
That's right. So if we get Comcast back, we can email ourselves our expenses.
So the show must go on.
And it shall. Oh, I wish Mike was here for this. This is such a great goat video. This is a goat that screams and sticks its tongue out at a lady, and you have to hear it. I wish the lady wasn't laughing like the crazy Yenta that she is, but the goat itself is fantastic. So the goat is like going with like its tongue?
Yeah, yeah. Sounds like a snowblower about to go on.
Yeah, this goat could have gotten me out of my house. But here's what's great. Is that if you really listen to the goat is singing the theme to Green Acres. And that's the name of that tune. You know, everyone's
Green
been talking
Acres.
About everyone's talking about how white the Academy Awards are this year.
Yes. And Oscar's so white.
It is. But here's the deal. This is nothing new. Did you know that this is an actual joke from when Richard Pryor was hosting the Oscars 1977? This is almost 40 years ago.
Hi! I'm here tonight to explain why no black people will ever be nominated for anything. This show is going out to 75 million people. None of them are black. There's 3,349 people in the voting thing, and only two black people, Sidney Poitier and Harry Belafonte.
So, I mean, it is not something new. And in 1988, Eddie Murphy presented the best movie or the best picture Oscar. And check this out. I can't imagine this got by on cue cards. I think this is Eddie speaking as Eddie.
My manager came, they told me that the Academy had picked me, and my first reaction was to say, no, I ain't going. And I said, my manager said, but why? I have a white manager, so I talk. But why? And I said, I'm not going because they haven't recognized black people in the motion picture. And he said, what are you talking about? Black people won Oscars. I said, well, black actors and actresses that won Oscars throughout 60 years was like, I think Hattie McDaniel won the first one, then Sidney Poitier won one, and Lou Gossett won one. And I'll probably never win an Oscar for saying this, but hey, what the hey, I gotta say it. Actually, I might not be in any trouble because the way it's been going is about every 20 years we get one. So we ain't due for about 2004. So.
But he went on and to say
that's
that,
insightful.
That is. But you know what? Doesn't that sound like he went in and went off cards?
Yes.
Like that's just Eddie speaking?
I still stand by. It's just the machine. And it looks like the Academy is doing... They're doing what they can to help move along.
Oh, I disagree. I think what they're doing is really, really...
Yeah, but Rob... I guess,
how about gestures.
We fight malaria with this passion?
No, I'm not saying, I'm telling you this.
We fight cancer with this passion.
I agree.
Because everybody's affected by that.
I agree.
It's effing show business.
I agree.
Yes, I'm a Will Smith fan. I want to see him in I Am Legend again. I want to see him doing pull-ups with a shirt off. Who doesn't?
Well, that's right? Not really, I don't think, the meaning of what we're going
with. Well, I'm just saying he was snubbed by Oscar. Who cares? His life is still pretty damn good.
All right, let's talk about something we can all agree on. Guess who's made up with MDA?
Ah, well, MDA like ecstasy?
No, MDA, the Muscular Dystrophy Association.
Okay.
You know, Jerry hasn't hosted the telethon since 2011.
Yes.
And today they're doing a big thing. Actually, even as we speak, they're doing a big relaunch of the Muscular Dystrophy Association in New York City. It's going to be star-studded, and they're talking about rebranding and their plan of action for the next 5 years or so. But appearing via videotape, Jerry Lewis, and they did a preview of what he has to say.
What are they going to rebrand by?
I don't know. I think they...
It's still muscular dystrophy.
But I think they're going to try and distance themselves from the...
From Jerry?
No, from the telethon mentality.
That's Jerry.
Well, yeah, it is, but no, it's not. Because Jerry hasn't hosted in 4 years, and I think what they're trying to distance themselves from is
they
the
need
way
an
the
ice
money
bucket
was.
Challenge.
They need
they
some. Exactly. Yes. But here's Jerry still talking, sort of.
I think I'm finally having my midlife crisis. But I haven't stopped thinking of all of you, all my wonderful MDA friends, and the critical work MDA does. I think it's great that MDA has a new look and tagline. We've got to keep giving strength, independence, and life to all the kids and adults who are fighting muscular dystrophy and Whoops. Other life-threatening diseases.
Tighten those teeth, Jer. But I think the thing, the story here is that even though Jerry snubbed them at the last telethon where they actually set up a band and everything,
yeah.
and he was supposed to come in and record something and never showed, he's doing something with the organization
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I mean, the new hashtag, let Oscar So White go and put hashtag Jerry's kids are so broke.
And also right? hashtag Jerry mm-hmm. Polydent, because those teeth... Those teeth are moving around so much, they're getting frequent flyer miles.
I don't know if I know anyone that's given money to MDA. I know people that have given money to the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Sure, sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And the Santa Crawls.
That's what
they
need the to
Santa
do.
And the Santa 5Ks.
They need to update their thing. You know yeah. what? They were actually...
So they're the black and white of charities.
Yeah, they are.
And that's not racial. No, I'm talking about black and white
movies. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Black and white movies. They were, when they started doing the telethons as far back as the late 40s, you know, and they were local, it was groundbreaking. Yeah. No one had ever thought
they
to do
to
that
update.
Before. But they need to update. Okay, and let us close with this. Jimmy Kimmel, this is great news. We talked about it on the show this week. People that are living longer now, keep in mind, we're going to live even longer because we're not to that point yet.
Yes.
People are living longer and longer all the time.
According to a new government report, more Americans are living to be 100 years old and older than ever, which is scary because it means we could have 90 more years of Justin Bieber, but it is... This is interesting. 80% of those who live past 100 are women. Only 20% are men. In other words, very smart move by Bruce Jenner switching to Caitlyn. He
get a few more years out of close that nice. Audio vault. That is your magic audio
hey.
Vault. Have a great hey. Have a great hold on. Hey.
Hey.
Nice. Have a great Friday, everybody. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show is come and gone, and Mike O'Mara is also come and gone. Be sure to join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with the Mike O'Mara Show with a letter or package, send it to the Mike O'Mara Show, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. To get your message or birthday request into the Wednesday mailbag, send it along for Thursday. I should update this. The Thursday mailbag to Rob. That's Rob with two Bs at MikeO'MaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. For Oscar Santana and Mike O'Mara, this is Rob Spiewak inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show on Monday. So long, everybody.
Have a great weekend. Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Bye-bye.
Transportation for the Mike O'Mara Show provided by VCT Limo. VCT Limo serves the entire Washington, D.C. metropolitan area with a beautiful fleet of corporate sedans, SUVs, vans, and limousines. The next time you require the best in transportation, contact VCT Limo at 888-868-3492 or online at WashingtonDCLimoCarService.com. VCT Limo, the best.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.